This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the start of a military operation in eastern Ukraine early Thursday, saying he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. He added in his televised address that those who oppose the Russian action in the Donbas region will face consequences they have never seen. The Russian president accused the United States and its allies of ignoring Russia's demand to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and offer Moscow security guarantees. Around the same time, several rumbling explosions were heard in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, away from the city center. In a televised address of his own Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the people and government of Ukraine want peace, but he warned Russia that if Ukraine came under attack, you will see our faces, not our backs. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba announced on Twitter Thursday that peaceful Ukrainian cities are under strikes. This is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now. Putin's remarks came a short time after United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded during an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council for Putin to avoid the conflict. Guterres called on Putin to withdraw his troops from Ukraine, saying, "In the name of humanity, do not allow to start in Europe what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century." Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. envoy to the United Nations, said President Putin had delivered a message of war by announcing his military operation in eastern Ukraine during the emergency meeting. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg issued a written statement Thursday saying he strongly condemns Russia's reckless and